Bible says that with God all things are possible. So I came to announce unto you this morning that whatever you want to be in life is possible. Whatever you want to do in life is possible. Even if you want to be a pilot, it is possible. Okay, so Deuteronomy 19:8 says, now if the Lord your God enlarges your territory, as he swore to your fathers, and gives you the land which he promised to give to your fathers. Okay, let's move to Psalm 115 verse 14. So Deuteronomy is telling us about enlargement. It is telling us that God has made certain promises to our fathers. One of our key fathers is Abraham. So God is saying that he's going to enlarge us. So it means that we must be prepared for enlargement. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it is not an error that we are in the ninth month. Because the ninth month is a month of delivery. It is a month that you get something new in your life. This morning I'm going to talk about three keys for enlargement. If I have the opportunity in the future, I will continue with other keys for enlargement. So number one, please give me Psalm 115 verse 14. So number one, if you want to be enlarged, so Psalm 115 verse 14 says, may the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. So I came to announce unto you this morning that God is not even interested in only you, but he's interested in your children also and your children's children. So enlargement is scriptural. Enlargement is of God. The three keys to enlargement. Number one, you need to change your mindset. Change your thinking. You need to change what you are seeing. You need to change your vision. So it's the same thing I'm talking about. Changing your mindset is the same as changing your vision. You need to see beyond what you are seeing now. I want us to read something from Jeremiah 1:11-13. The Bible said that God asked Jeremiah that what do you see? And Jeremiah said, I see an almond tree, the stick of an almond tree. So God will always depend on what you see to do what he wants to do. It is important that you see something for your life. You cannot allow life to determine what you should be. You need to have a plan to see something. You need to sit back and look at your life and say, what do I want to do this year? What do I want to achieve this year? Think about expanding your business. How can I expand my business this year? How can I become better at what I am doing? You need to have a superior mentality. Because without your mind perceiving something or seeing something, you will not be able to achieve it. The Bible says that as a man thinketh, so is he. So it is very important to think in a certain light. If you are not thinking in a certain light, you will not be able to achieve anything. You are where you are today because of what you were thinking some years ago or months ago. You cannot rise above your thinking. So if you think that you can become better than what you are, you will become better. If you believe that you can be a millionaire, you will become a millionaire. It is a principle of life. And that is why the Bible confirms that as a man thinketh, so is he. So you cannot become bigger than your thinking. And that is why I am telling you that to enlarge, you need to change your mindset. How do you change your mindset? One of the key things to change your mindset is exposure. Is to think about people, to look at people who have gone ahead of you. It is the ability to see something bigger than what you are doing. Let's read Jeremiah 1:11. It says, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch of an almond tree. Let's go to 12. Then the Lord said to me, you have sinned well, for I am ready to perform my word. So God was expecting Jeremiah to see something. I came to announce unto you this morning that God wants you to see something. God wants you to see beyond the ordinary. God wants you to see beyond what you are seeing now. In order to expand your thinking, you need to invest in your mind. You can invest in your mind through reading. You can watch YouTube videos. So for example, if you are a pottery farmer and you have only 100 beds, you can go to YouTube and ask YouTube, how do I develop my business of 100 beds to 1,000? You need to learn to become better than what you are. And if you don't invest in your mind for your mind to think properly, you can never get certain things in life. You need to have the mind of the great people. Success is a mentality. The people who are rich, they have a certain mindset. Ask yourself, what is the mindset of the rich people? Those who are rich spiritually, there is a mindset. Ask yourself, what is the mindset to become spiritually strong? Get the mindset of those who have gone ahead of you. In everything that you are doing in life, there is always somebody who is doing it better than you. Anybody who has gone ahead of you knows something you don't know. Anybody who has gone ahead of you is doing something you don't know. Find out those who have done well in academics. What have they done? Don't think that it is just because they are lucky. No, there are principles for success in life. And you need to follow those principles to be able to come to the brim of the success. Don't trivialize the things that you see that is great around you. Learn to celebrate the greatness around you so that you can also be great. Don't be somebody whose mind is always average thinking. Oh, don't be somebody who likes where you are, staying where you are. And that is why the Bible says renew your mind daily. Renew how you are thinking daily. Please, let's read something from Philippians 4:8. Some time ago, I had a book. It was written by Cindy Trim. It just talks about confessing positive things. Confessing positive things. So in the morning when I get to the office, I pick the book and I begin to speak the positive confessions in the book. I begin to say that I am great. I begin to say that I am mighty. I begin to say that I enter into Abraham's blessings. So it is important that you begin to speak positive into your own life. Some time ago, I read a book called An Enemy Called Average. Average is being comfortable where you are, not looking beyond where you are. Philippians 4:8. So you need to train your mind to begin to think in a certain way. If this is what all drivers are achieving in a day, you should be asking yourself, what can I do to achieve more than this average that everybody is getting? One of the ways it would be to be nice to your customers. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is anything, meditate on these things. So I came to announce unto you this morning that begin to shut the door of negative thinking. Begin to shut the door of average thinking. And begin to look at bigger things. Have a vision to do bigger things than where you are. If it is a business you are doing, begin to think about branches. If it is one job you are doing, begin to think about other things you can do in addition. Begin to ask yourself, how can I make more money in addition to what I'm making? In fact, we are in an economic downturn. Globally, everywhere, things are difficult. Ghana, things are even more difficult because we are a third world country. So the interventions the white people have, we don't have it. So you need to ask yourself, what else can I do with my hand? What else can I learn in addition to what I'm doing? Do something with your life. Don't stop where you are. You can learn bead making in addition to whatever you are doing, so that maybe Saturday evenings you can do the beads and sell. You can learn how to make soap. There are a lot of things you can do with your life. If you are a student, you are an employee, you can do courses online to expand your business. To be promoted, you need to expand your thinking. Don't stop where you are. Don't be complacent where you are and say that I'm okay. I earn salary of 800 cedis. I'm okay. Who told you that you cannot move from 800 to 5,000 cedis a month? Everything is in your hands. Your destiny has been given into your hands. God has already come to die for us. He has already made provisions for every blessing for us. It is up to you to make a move. It is up to you to begin to claim the things that belong to you. And the things will not come to you in your house. You will have to make the effort and grab them. You will have to go the extra mile to do those things. Hussein Bolt, who is a Jamaican, I believe that before he wins on the track and gets a medal, he has done a lot of training in his house. He has done a lot of things. So to be able to be successful openly, there are a lot of things you have to do in your closets. There's a lot of hard work you have to do that people will not see. Don't become arrogant because of the little that you have got in life. The owners of Fiesta Hotel, they are daddy's friends. And because of that, they also became my friends as well. There was a time they were serving as ushers in the church. I'm saying there was a time because we are no more with them. So for example, as you are coming to church, so you see the owner of Fiesta Royal standing at the gate, welcoming you, bringing you to your seat, coming to the church to clean the church. Why will God not continue to bless them? Because even in his greatness, he's acknowledging God. Even in his greatness, he's still serving God. Some of us, the little blessing we get, we push God aside. We tell God that we don't have time for your work. Where you are today is because of what you did some years ago. God has brought you where you are because of what you did for him some time ago. If you will rise in the future, it will depend on what you are doing for God now. As Christians, God has a hand in our lives. Every blessing that comes to us is because God has given to us. So I came to announce unto you this morning, don't become proud because of the little things that you have. Don't become proud because of the little car that God has blessed you with. Don't become proud because of the little school that you have gone. Because of the small business God has blessed you with. Because of that, now when your pastor calls you, tell him, "Pastor, I say me need time."
I'm busy.
I came to announce unto you this morning that if you will continue to be great, you need that sustainable anointing. Greatness does not come by itself. It takes a certain level of anointing to be great. So I came to announce unto you this morning that whatever you are doing for God, as God blesses you, continue to even do it more. Let God know that you are not serving him because you want the blessing from him, but because you have a personal love for him. I came to announce unto you this morning that you need to change your mindset. You need to change your mentality. Wherever you will be in 5 years' time, it's because of what you are thinking today. So if you don't think properly today, 5 years' time, you will not be at a great place. So your mindset is very important. And that is why the devil also plays on the mind. I was reading the connection between the brain and the heart. And those who have learnt about science and all that, they said there are some connections between the mind and the brain. There are some veins that are connected. So when the mind is able to think something, it goes through those blood vessels.
And
it goes to the heart.
And
the mind tells the heart what it is about to achieve.
The mind
tells the heart what it wants to achieve. Once the mind tells the heart, the heart begins to pump into the other vessels of the body, the hands and the legs and everything.
And the
heart begins to tell the body parts that prepare to do this. So, as you are thinking about your business and expansion, the mind tells the heart. The heart tells the hands and the legs. Begin to prepare for expansion. Begin to do this to expand. Begin to wake up early and go to your business. So everything is from the mind. So I came to announce unto you this morning that your greatness is in your mind. Take authority of your mind. When the devil begins to feed you with negative news, begin to reject those words and begin to speak positive to yourself. The second thing, let's read something from Deuteronomy 31, 1 to 7. Deuteronomy 31, 1 to 7. So the second key that I'll give to you to enlargement is moving out of fear. You need to build courage to be able to do well in life. This life, there's a lot of things competing with us. There are a lot of things competing with your business. You are not the only person who is selling tomatoes. You are not the only person who is a carpenter. You are not the only person who is a steel bender. There are a lot of things that are competing with us to be able to achieve great things. You need to overcome fear. You need to overcome fear. So it says Moses went up and spoke. Okay, let's do 2 Timothy 1:7. Let's do 2 Timothy 1:7. When you go home, you can read this. It's going to be lengthy because of our time. So you need courage to be successful in life. Whatever you haven't achieved in life, whatever you haven't done, is because of fear. Because sometimes you ask yourself, so what if I start this business and I fail? What if I take this money for business and I'm not able to do the business with it? If I take this loan and I'm not able to pay? I came to announce unto you this morning that fear is a limitation. Fear will prevent you from achieving great things. You need a lot of courage to become great. Because there are a lot of things competing with what we do. It takes only people who are ready to go the extra mile to go beyond what everybody is achieving. When we look at the story of David, when David was going to Goliath, David was a small boy. But it is because of courage. It is courage that made David kill Goliath. Because all the other people were afraid when they saw the size and height of Goliath. When Goliath saw David, he asked David, "Now why are you coming to me with a sling?" Those of you who know catapult, sling.
The
meaning is tie. Can you imagine, say, Anuma tie, the tie that we used to kill birds when we were young? Then David wants to use the tie to kill a human being who is not just an ordinary human being. But somebody who is taller than an electric pole. And probably very big and broad. But when Goliath asked David, that, why are you coming to me with this tie?
Now Goliath asked David, I don't know this tie.
Because of courage. David told Goliath, that you know what? I'm even going to kill you with your own, I'm going to cut your neck with your own knife. Can you imagine David, a small boy, standing in front of
Goliath,
bringing a tie that we used to kill the bird, and saying that I'm going to kill you with this tie. And then when Goliath speaks to David, David had the audacity to tell him that even if when I finish killing you with this tie, I will cut your head with your own knife. And what happened? Exactly what David said is what he did. I came to announce unto you that greatness is not for the faint-hearted. Greatness is not for those who fear. Whatever you haven't achieved is because of fear. Whatever you have achieved is because of courage. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7 that for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I came to announce unto you this morning that you need to take fear out of your life. At least do something in addition to what you are doing. Attempt something and fail. Attempt something. I understand that the, you know, the drink 7-Up. That the people who were doing it, the man failed 6 times. So the 7th time, he was able to do the drink. And that is why it's the name 7-Up. Yes. So, don't do something and fail and stop there. In fact, as I'm speaking to you, me myself, I'm talking to myself. I used to do some Tom Brown business that failed. I'm going back to it. I came to announce unto you this morning that don't give up when you fail. Try and do it again and again. Try and learn something with your life. Don't sit down and say that God will bless me. The blessing of the Lord needs action. Do something that you haven't done in years. Attempt to do something and say that, oh, I did this and I couldn't do it. But you know one thing I came to announce unto you, that the Bible says that if the righteous fall 7 times, he shall rise. I came to announce unto you this morning that even if you fail 7 times, you will rise above the ordinary. Oh, you will rise above the ordinary. If you believe me, you will rise. Whatever you have failed at, I came to announce unto you this morning that go back to it. Go back to it with courage. Go back to it with the strength of God. And redo it. And you'll be successful. Oh, you will be successful. You will be successful. This morning I came to announce unto you that fear is a weapon of the devil. So anytime you allow fear to come in, you empower the devil and you take the power from God. I came to encourage you this morning that you can achieve great things. Oh, I said you can achieve great things. You can achieve great things. You can become bigger in your family than anybody. You can build that house. You may look into your accounts and then go and ask for the building, the price of a building. And then they tell you. I remember some time ago, I used to go around with daddy. Then we'll go and ask, how much is this house? The house is at East Legon. It's at East Legon. I'm not talking about a house in Abokobi. We go to East Legon, then we ask, how much is this house? Then they say $450,000.
And you see this, so $450,000.
You look at your accounts. And then you realize that, Charlie, if they divide it by
200,
you will not be able to buy. But I came to announce unto you today. Oh, I came to announce unto you this morning that the judge shall live by faith. Oh, the judge shall live by faith. The judge will achieve by faith. Keep on dreaming. So don't be surprised if one day you see that we have bought a house at East Legon. Don't be surprised, because we are asking. We don't have the money, but we are asking. We are trusting God. We are beginning to think, how can we get this money? What business can we do to raise this money? And we are thinking. One day, we will do a business that will bring that amount of money. Oh, I came to announce unto you this morning that your mentality will take you to a great place. Go and ask for the plot of a land. When they tell you, tell them that I'll come back. Once you start thinking about it, your mind begins to start putting you in that position. It starts aligning all the things that you need to move in that position. Everything around you begin to work around it. So I came to announce unto you this morning that begin to look beyond where you are. If you are a driver, go and ask the price of a car. And tell them that I'll come back. Ask them, what are your payment terms? And then tell them, I'll come back. I came to announce unto you this morning that the people who are successful are the bold. They are the people who have taken that power that God has given them in 2 Timothy 1:7. They are the people who have a sound mind. The people who start thinking about the positive. How can I achieve? Stop thinking about what is stopping you. Your problem is that you are thinking about what is preventing you more than what will help you. You are thinking about what is drawing you back more than what will you do to achieve the things that you need to achieve. I came to announce unto you this morning that the second key to enlargement is for you to have a strength and the mind of courage. It is for you to take out the fear in you and attempt the things that are great. The five lepers who were at the gates.
Yeah.
The five lepers who were at the gate, they decided that they will go to the city. They will put their life on the line. They said, at least if we sit here, we will die. If we go inside too, they may kill us. Or we may find some food to eat. So let us go inside. Oh, and by the grace of God, God used them to bring food to Samaria. The Bible says that God amplified their feet.
Now trust him.
So God amplified their feet. So as the three lepers, I can imagine lepers who are hopping. So they are not even walking properly. But God amplified their feet. So when they were coming, the city thought that it was the army of the other city that is coming to them, of Samaria. So all the people ran from the city. And Because they made a move, God amplified their feet. I came to announce unto you this morning that God is waiting for you to make a move. Oh, God is waiting for you to make a move. God is waiting for you to start that new business. God is waiting for you to start that new course. That new course. God is waiting for you to start gathering money for the land. And as you do that, God will step in. Oh, God will step in. And he will continue to bless you. Your blessing will become evident. And you'll be a blessing unto others. The number three key to enlargement is for you to learn how to do spiritual welfare. 1 Corinthians 6:9. You need to learn how to face your enemies spiritually. You need to learn how to fight the devil for what you need in life. I came to announce unto you this morning that the devil will not watch you to become great by yourself without any fight. Just as God is seeing us with all the things we are doing, it's the same way the devil is also seeing us. And the devil is thinking, you are thinking that you want to expand your business, he will come against you. But you have to learn how to fight in prayer. The Bible said that when Daniel prayed, his answers were released from heaven. But the Bible said the prince of Persia prevented him from getting the blessings. I came to announce unto you this morning that the devil will not look just on. 1 Corinthians 16:9, please. 16:9. So there are times that the answers to your prayer has been released. But the devil is holding on to your prayer. It will take some form of fasting and prayer. It will take some form of serious prayer. Sometimes you have to deal with the devil in a very rough manner to be able to get your answers. I came to announce unto you this morning that if you will become great, you need to learn how to pray. You need to learn how to pray. The Bible says that in 1 Corinthians 16:9, for a great and effective door has opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. It means that the door has been opened. It means that God has done his part. But there are some people who are standing in the way. The only way you can clear those people is through prayer. I remember one of the times when one of my sister's daughters, she is in Canada. When she gets pregnant, then she loses the baby. So my sister told me about it. And I said, no, we have to pray. This is definitely the work of the devil. There are many of us who are seeing the hand of the devil in our lives. You yourself, you know that what is happening, that is not where you are supposed to be. You know that where you are in life, that is not where you are supposed to be. But you are watching the devil preventing you. You are stagnating and you are watching the devil. I came to announce unto you this morning that it will take a lot of prayer. Sometimes you have to do midnight prayers to be able to achieve your things. So when I told my sister that we have to pray, we started midnight prayers. And one of the days, my sister had a dream, and she said there was a man who was naked. It was like they poured hot water all over his body. And he's squatting by the roadside. And then my sister's daughter had the same dream.
In Canada.
And he said, the man said that what I have used many years to destroy. What I have used many years to do. You people want to use a short time to destroy it. Oh, I came to announce unto you this morning that if you go on your knees, if you will pray enough, that person who is stopping you, that person will give up. The person will give up on your blessing. You will receive your children. You will receive that new job. You will receive that new contract. When my sister told me about it, I told her that he's already defeated. It means we have defeated the devil. Because it's not an easy thing to pour hot water on somebody's body. He said all his skin had come off. So that is what prayer can do. In our prayer, we have boiled water. And we have poured it on somebody. And the person has stopped what he's doing. As I speak to you today, she has delivered. And the baby is 3 months old. Oh, the baby is 3 months old. I came to announce unto you this morning that stop watching the devil do what he's doing in your life. Begin to fight back. Some of you might say, oh, as for me, I don't want the devil to come and worry me. So let me stay my somewhere quietly.
Oh, for mommy, tell me, baby.
I don't want to pray for the devil to come and start worrying me. I came to announce unto you this morning that the best way to defend is to attack. Those who are into football, I'm not a football person. The best way to defend is to attack. So if you want your life to be powerful and be great, you have to learn to fight the devil. Oh, you have to learn to fight the devil. I remember one of the times when my sister's son, he is in the US. He didn't have papers. And he was trying to do the papers. And for a long time, they were not calling him. So my sister told me about it. I am telling you all these things to tell you the practical effectiveness of prayer. To tell you that whatever you are not getting, you can pray to get. If only you go on your knees. So when she told me, I said, we have to pray. That is what I know. Some people will go to juju. Some people will go to malam. The only thing we have as Christians is to pray. And that is why the Bible says that pray without ceasing. Because prayer is very important for the Christian walk. So we started praying. And we started doing midnight prayer. One of the successful prayer times is midnight. I came to announce unto you this morning that any stubborn problem that is in your life, deal with it with midnight prayers. Wake up at 12 and pray till like 2 or 1. And do it consistently for 7 days and see what will happen. So we started praying. When we started praying, in a week, they called him in the home office. Sometimes God is just waiting for us to do something about the situation. Sometimes there is an angel that is waiting. All God wants us to do is to just go on our knees and start praying. Then he will send a Michael to fight that Prince of Persia. I came to announce unto you this morning that everything is possible to change in your life if you will go on your knees. They called him for the interview. Then he did the interview with them. Then after the interview, within like 2 weeks or so, then they called him again. In fact, to make the long story short, as I'm speaking to you now, he has his green card. Oh, he has his green card. And all was through prayer. I came to announce unto you this morning that if you want to enlarge and be successful, you cannot take prayer out of your life. I remember one of my friends. She is in the Flagstaff. She works in the Flagstaff House. She's the PA for the chief of staff, Rema.
Chief of staff on Abedi Etirino.
And then they went to do a surgery for the mother.
Now, one more year, any mommy surgery.
It was a spinal surgery.
Now, the chief don't pay. And no more year home.
And then when they did the surgery,
one more year, you know,
something went wrong.
Bibi punisi ye.
So they said the woman had infection and a whole lot of things. So she told me about it. And I said, that's the only thing I know. Any problem you will tell me, I will tell you that we have to pray. As you are doing what you have to do, you will not only pray and leave what you have to do. Because I'm a very practical person. I believe in practical living. I don't believe in people who just pray and expect God to bless them without doing anything. I don't believe in it. So we started praying for the woman. The long and short of it is that the woman is alive. She is now okay. I came to announce unto you this morning that there are certain realms in life that you can only get there through a certain level of prayer. Do you know why people join occults? Because in the spiritual realm, if you want to go beyond a certain level, you need a certain spiritual backing. You need a certain backing to lift beyond a certain level in life. So they go to the devil to get it. And that is why you can see occults who are rich. So the same way they go to the devil to get that, it is the same way you also need a certain level of spiritual backing to rise beyond a certain level. And that is why it is important to know how to fight spiritually. Any problem that you are not happy with, go on your knees and begin to pray. Some time ago, somebody was telling me about what the husband is doing that he's not happy about and all that. He's talking to the man. The man is not listening. So I told her, go on your knees and begin to pray for God to touch his heart. The Bible says that the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. And he directs it the way he directs the waters. If your boss is refusing to promote you, I came to announce unto you this morning that you have some juju as a Christian. Oh, you have some agbalagba as a Christian. That agbalagba is prayer. That agbalagba is prayer. I have said it here before. One of the times her boss wanted to transfer her from her department. And that department is a very good department. It's a department that you make money. But she wanted to transfer her. So she told me about it. And what will I say? You know what I will say? We have to pray. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because I have seen the evidence of prayer. I have seen the tangibility of prayer. I have seen what prayer can do. So we started praying. I said, what is your boss's name? Give me her name. And she gave me the name. And I wrote it down. So we started praying. Just as people go to juju and send your name. It is the same way you can send somebody's name to God. Oh, I came to announce unto you this morning that God is waiting for you to present a name. God is waiting for you to present a name. The Bible says that present your cause. He says that make an argument for your case. Begin to ask God to do certain things in your life. Begin to tell God why he has to change certain things in your life. So we took her name in prayer. And we started praying against her. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that we are telling God that this woman, she wants to remove my sister. God, remove her. Oh, remove her. I came to announce unto you that as we prayed, within a space of like a month, they wrote that they are transferring the boss from the office. Oh, I came to announce unto you this morning that you are more than a juju man. Only because you don't know your standing in Christ. When they brought her the letter, my sister said she read the letter. And she started crying. Then I said, Naniama.
Boss, you dey cry.
So you don't want to be transferred from the department. And you want to transfer somebody. Oh, the long and short of it is that she was removed. She was removed. I came to announce unto you this morning that if your boss is disturbing you, you can remove him from the workplace. You have the ability. Because you don't know the power you have. That is why you are leaving people to worry you. I remember when I was pregnant. I lost my first pregnancy. And I knew that it was spiritual. Because I had a dream just before that. When I got pregnant again, we were trusting God. Then I had the same dream. And I said that, devil,
hey, Abosam,
this time round, I'm going to face you. Oh, I came to announce unto you this morning that if you can decide to face the devil, he will give you what belongs to you. He will release you what belongs to you. I started bleeding when I was pregnant. That is my first child, which is my second pregnancy. And we started praying about it. Sometimes I would dream. I was like 5 months pregnant. And I would see three people sitting on my stomach. Oh, devil. At least let one person sit on it. Maybe the baby will survive. But three people sitting on your stomach, it's a very serious attack. I will wake up and start bleeding. And then I will start confessing that it is not the baby that is coming out. I came to announce unto you this morning that sometimes what you are seeing is not real. You can speak the opposite of what you are seeing, and you will get good results. By the grace of God, I bleeded for 7 months. You can imagine. Every day you are bleeding for 7 months. So every day the devil is attempting to abort the baby. You see, one thing is that the devil doesn't give up. And that is why I don't want you to give up in life. That is why I don't want you to give up in life. Because the devil will keep on trying. So to be successful, you also need to keep on trying. You need to keep on doing what you are doing. The long and short of it all is that I gave birth. Somebody would have lost that pregnancy. After seeing three people sitting on her stomach, she would say that, oh, and then when you get up, you are bleeding like pipe.
Oh, sorry, so
you say that, oh, my baby is gone. Oh, my baby is... The devil was just waiting for that negative confession. I came to announce unto you this morning that the devil is waiting for a negative confession to destroy your life. The devil is waiting for a negative confession to destroy your child. He's waiting for a negative confession to destroy your business. I came to announce unto you this morning that begin to speak the opposite of what you see. Begin to speak the opposite of what you see. And God will surely make a way for you. I remember that at a point in my career, I realized that I was stagnated. It's like you are not going anywhere. Oh, I'm sure some of us, we are experiencing the same in our lives. You want to move forward, but nothing is working. So I began to go down in prayer. I began to pray about it. Then I saw in a dream, it was like a huge story building. You know, with a story building, usually when it is broad like that, they put the staircase by the side and by the side. The side of the story building that has the staircase, somebody has removed it. So I decided that let me pass the other side and go. When I got the other side, that place too has been removed. So it means that you are not going anywhere. I am still battling it spiritually. I came to announce unto you, that my breakthrough will come soon. You are not happy. My breakthrough will come soon. And your breakthrough will come soon. I came to announce unto you this morning that your prayer is a weapon. Your prayer is a weapon. And I want you to begin to take your prayer life seriously. As you take action for new things, as you begin to do new things, begin to take your prayer life seriously and battle it in prayer. The last thing I want to talk about is recently I had a serious fibroid problem.
Fibroid, how?
And I was bleeding seriously. Sometimes the bleeding will be coming like pipe. And the short and long of it all was that I had to go for surgery. When I went for the surgery, the night after the surgery, I had a serious spiritual attack. This one is not sunsumo, it is physical. I saw it with my physical eyes. Because God made me wake up at 1:30 after a dream, then I opened my eyes. And I tell people that that day, if I was asleep, I would have died. It was only because God wanted me to be alive that I woke up. When I woke up, there was a strong wind in my room. I was lying in, the single room. There was a strong wind. Everything in the room is going apart. This one, it is physical. It is not spiritual. They have come to the room to come and kill me. And when I woke up, I realized that my spirit was not in my body. But my spirit was in the room. It hadn't left the room. So, and I knew that within a few minutes, I will either be dead or I'll be alive. I came to announce unto you. The only thing I could say, because I was so weak after the surgery, was the blood of Jesus. I couldn't pray. I am a very prayerful person because I get a lot of attacks spiritually. So I am a prayerful person. I am not bragging to you, but it is what I have seen that I'm talking about. Being who I am, I would have prayed. I would have started rebuking the devil, but I couldn't do anything. All I could say was the blood of Jesus. And then I picked the phone and called my brother, and I told him, because daddy's phone was not going through, and I told my brother, he is very prayerful, that called my spirit back to life. The long and short of it all was that about 45 minutes I was battling between life and death. At a point I realized that my heart, it was like they were wanted to take off my heart. But I came to announce unto you that because I called people to pray for me, I was able to survive it. Sometimes you need people to back you up in prayer. Sometimes you need friends who will stand with you in prayer. I came to announce unto you this morning that if you be successful, you have to be a man or woman of prayer, because the devil will not allow you to rise above a certain level. If you don't have a certain level of spiritual capacity, you will not rise beyond a certain level. I came to announce unto you this morning that everything that is achievable in life, it is possible for you to achieve. The Bible tells us that with God all things are possible. Whatever you are thinking to do is possible. This morning, becoming great is possible. Becoming, having a business is possible. I came to announce unto you this morning that if only you will change your mindset and take away fear and pray, you will be successful. God bless you. Let's rise up.